Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shabbos Tafayin Gimel. We are starting Ayin Beis Amud Beis, about two lines off from the bottom with the words Taman Taninon and Vilna Sources Daf. It's all the way at the beginning of Nun Tes Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basa Biakav Moshe Hernish Amash should have an Aliyah. Now we were right in the middle of a sugya. The Mishnah had said that a woman who's pilot Shechva Zera 3 days after Tashmish is Tamei, and this was based off of Moshe Rabbeinu's command to the Yidden before Matan Torah. The Viyu Nachayim L'Shloishes Yamim Al Tik Shul Isha, and that clearly tells us that when a man is with a woman and she's pilot Shechva Zera, it takes 3 days for her to become tar, and as we said, be prepared for the third day. Now the Gemara brought a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Kiva regarding how many oinos, how many time periods this would be. And we explained that an oinos is either a night or a day. Rabbi Yochanan said that really it's all totally on days, it's not specifically oinos, and therefore for a woman at Tashmish on Sunday, she isn't tahar until Wednesday, whichever way you slice it, because that's 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But if you want to look at this in terms of oinos, it could be either 4 or 6 oinos, depending when on Sunday she had Tashmish, and we're going to explain this in a moment when we quote the upcoming Mishnah and Braisa, whereas Rabbi Kiva argued that no, it always has to do with 5 oinos. So we continue discussing this in detail. Taman Tanin over there, we learned in a Mishnah, this is Masechet Mikvayos, and embrace a number of other places as well. Hapelet Shechva Zera b'yom ha'shlishi tahara divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is another opinion. If a woman's pilot Shechva Zera on the third day, she's already tahar. He takes the pasuk literally. Ve'yu nachayim l'shloishes yamim, you should be prepared for the third day, which means that already by the third day, if a woman is pilot Shechva Zera, she's tahar. It's not that she has to wait 3 days; she's already tahar by the third day. I'll explain this in greater detail in a little bit. Ayin Gimel Rav on the top. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel says, and this was Rabbi Yochanan's opinion at the end of the previous Talmud, Pa'amim Shein Arba Oinos, Pa'amim Shein Chamesh, Pa'amim Shein Sheish. Sometimes it's going to be 4, sometimes 5, or sometimes 6 Oinos. For example, as we had said in Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, which again is Rabbi Shmuel, she has to wait 3 days, so that would be from Sunday to Wednesday, but again, it depends on how many Oinos it would be. Let's say she has Tashmish Sunday afternoon, a couple minutes before Shkia, so then it's only going to end up being 4 Oinos, because it's going to be Sunday night, Monday, Monday night, Tuesday, and then Tuesday night already, in the Yiddish calendar, is considered Wednesday, and therefore she's only waiting 4 oinos. Let's take this to the opposite extreme. If she has Tashmish Matzei Shabbos right after Shkia, meaning on Shabbos right after Shkia, which is already is considered Matzei Shabbos Sunday, so that means she's going to end up waiting 6 oinos, because it's going to be the whole Matzei Shabbos, then Sunday, Sunday night, Monday, Monday night, Tuesday, so that's 6. And obviously, if she has Tashmish on Sunday itself, so there's going to be 5, it's going to be Sunday, Sunday night, Monday, Monday night, and Tuesday, and then again, Tuesday night, she's going to be Tahar. So that could be 4, 5, or 6 oinos that she's going to have to wait. Now, Rabbi Kiva Amar, he says, L'olam hein chamesh, it's always 5 oinos. And how does that work? Because im yatzos mixus oinah harishoina, if it comes out, meaning she had tashmish in the middle of the first oinah, mashlimin lo mixus oinah shishes, she has to complete it by taking part of the 6th oinah. For example, if she has tashmish Sunday afternoon 12:30, so she's going to have to count 5 oinos, which would be half of Sunday, then Sunday night, Monday, Monday night, Tuesday, but then she also needs to count half of Tuesday night to complete the oinah of half of Sunday. And therefore, it's 5 oinos that she has to wait. But now we further clarify the machlokes. Ask the Gemara. Harbi Shmuel avad yom oinah v'layla oinah, and Rabbi Kiva avad yom oinah v'layla oinah. According to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, both of them agree that an oinah is either a full day or a full night. So ma b'nehain, what's the machlokes between them? Meaning, how is it that Rabbi Shmuel is telling us that sometimes it's 4, 5, or 6 oinos, and Rabbi Kiva is telling us it's always 5 oinos? And the answer is oinos shleimus b'nehain is whether or not a woman has to wait a full oinah, a full 12-hour time period of a day or a night. Rabbi Shmuel avad mixus oin kakula. Rabbi Shmuel holds that part of an oinah is like a whole one, and therefore let's just take our first example of waiting 4 oinos. If she has tashmish on Sunday afternoon, a couple minutes before shkia, that's considered like a full oinah, and therefore even though on the time clock she's really only waiting 4 full oinos, which is Sunday night, Monday, Monday night, and Tuesday, she still is considered to have waited the whole oinah of Sunday, even though she only had tashmish a couple minutes before shkia. Whereas Rabbi Kiva lev and mixes oinah kakula, Rabbi Kiva doesn't treat part of an oinah like a whole one. And b'tani kanal Rabbi Kiva, we have a brass just like this on Rabbi Kiva. Lefikach, therefore, im nichlas mixes oinah. If she enters part of an oina, meaning she has tashmish in the middle of an oina, mashlim lo mixus oina shishes, she has to complete that oina by taking some of the 6th oina for a total of 5 oinos, like we explained shita Rabbi Kiva. Now going back to our first shita, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Tani Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says yom v'layla oina umixus oina kakula. A day and a night is an oina, meaning a 24-hour period of a day and a night together. That's considered an oina, and he also holds that part of an oina is really like a whole thing. And Tani can Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. This goes with his shita. Sometimes after Tashmish, all a woman has to wait is one day and just a little bit, and then she's going to be tar. Any plita shechva zara is going to be no problem. Where shnei yom v'chaser kol shuvi tameya, sometimes it could be that she's going to have to wait 2 full days minus just a little bit, and she's still going to be tamei. We continue discussing yom v'chol shuvi tayra hechavida. Has this work that sometimes she only has to wait 1 day and a little bit, and she's already going to be tahar? The answer is, let's say shimsha is based on erev shabbos. Shabbos Kodem L'Shkia Zechama, if she has Tashmish on Erev Shabbos right before Shkia, meaning Friday afternoon right before Shkia she had Tashmish, and Upalta B'Matzei Shabbos La'achar Shkia Zechama, and she was put Shech Vazera on Matzei Shabbos right after Shkia Zechama, Harayash Kan Yoim V'chal Shehu. Here we have on a watch, it's just one day and a little bit, V'Yitayr, but she's Tahar, because since she had Tashmish on Friday, even though it was a couple of minutes before Shkia, the whole Friday is considered as a day for her, then the whole Shabbos is considered as a day for her, and she was pilot a little bit after Shabbos ended, meaning a little bit after Shkia, and so that's only 24 hours, and just a couple minutes on this end and a couple minutes on that end, that's Yom V'chal Shehu, and she's already Tahar. Whereas Shnei Yom V'chasar Kol Shehu V'yitamei HaHechavido, what about the opposite extreme? We could have 2 full days minus a little bit, and she's still going to be Tamei. What's that case? And the answer is, Shimsha is based on Erev Shabbos La'achar Shkia Zechama. Erev Shabbos, she has Tashmish a little bit after Shkia, which means Friday night, a little bit after Shkia, she had Tashmish. So Friday doesn't count for her. Shabbos is the first day of her count. And Upalta Be'echer B'Shabbos, Koidem L'Shkia Zechama, she was Pelet Shech Vazera. On Sunday, a little bit before Shkia, Harei Kan Shnei Yom Chaser Kol Shehu, we have almost 2 full days, V'hitmei, but she's still Tamei. Because again, we have the whole Shabbos and the whole Sunday, and the reason why she's still Tamei is because she was Pelet right before Shkia on Sunday. And so she's going to be Tamei in that situation. And so now that we clarify these three Shitas, we go back to the Mishnah. Amar Yechon Rechon says, Midivir Kulam, according to everybody, Tvula Yom Kibli Yisrael Satayra, Am Yisrael accepted Tayra when they were Tvula Yom. What's a Tvula Yom? So a person who was Tamei and went to the mikvah during the day is called a Tvula Yom that they immersed that day. And to some extent, in regards to certain things, they're Tamei. Not the intensity of Toma as before the mikvah, but they're still Tamei to some extent. It's called a Tvula Yom. Now, how does this work with Matan Tayra? So as we had said, that Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Tuesday and he said, and according to this Manda Amar, the Torah was given on Friday. And according to everybody, whichever way you slice it, if a woman was Pilot Shechva Zara Thursday night, she's going to be Tameh, which means that Friday morning, Alaboker, she has to wake up and go to the mikvah before Matan Torah. But that makes her a Tvul Yom. And nonetheless, Moshe didn't say anything about this, which means that it was okay to be by Matan Torah as a Tvul Yom. However, for the clarification, Adadat Amar Benashim, this is only by women. Women have to wait 3 days, so there's a possibility that they would have gone to the mikvah Friday morning, which was when they would be getting the Torah. Aval ba'anashim kvar taru. But in regards to men, they already became tahar. A man, when he has tashmish, he's tummy right then, he goes to mikvah, and he's perfectly fine, and there wouldn't be any men that were tvula yom by matan taira. Matan, what's the source for this? Where do we get this? Because the pasuk says, v'kidashem hayomu macha rechibzu sumoysam, you shall sanctify yourselves today and tomorrow and wash your clothing. And the understanding is that you should go to the mikvah, and tomorrow you wash your clothing, you already had hair of shemesh. That's the end of the tvula yom status. Tvula yom again is you went to the mikvah that day. Hair of shemesh is that the sun set that night, so now you're not a tvula yom anymore, and the next day they can wash their clothing and they're good to go. Now Rabbi Yechon tells us back to our machlekas, Zudiv Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. This Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva's opinions, whether it's 4 aynos or 5 or 6 aynos, or most mikol, which is Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, it's basically just 2 days. Aval Divrei Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, Ad Shloishi Yamim, it's 3 full days that a woman has to wait. Mikan veheilach hinisrechas, it's only from then on that the Shechva Zara is bad, meaning it's not viable, and therefore it's not going to be tameh her. And it means according to the Chachamim, she has to wait 3 full days, which means 6 full aynos in order for Plita Shechva Zera to be Tahar. This is just like what Rabbi Zeir said in Rabbi Yechanan. The Pasuk tells us, Zoyz Teres HaZav, this is the law regarding a Zav, Vasher Tetzi Menu Shechva Zera, in regards to one who had Shechva Zera come out. And what do we learn from this comparison of Zav and Shechva Zera? Matar HaZav, Ad Shloish HaYomim, just like a Zav, he has to count 3 full days after Shechva Zera, so to Shechva Zera, Ad Shloish HaYomim, it's 3 full days. And on to Engim Olam Vez on top, we continue explaining the Mishnah, where we had said, Marchitzin HaKaton, we could wash a child 3 days after his Mila. If that falls out on Shabbos, we could wash him with hot water, even though we know usually with a regular person, there's an issue of washing with hot water on Shabbos. Here, there's no problem, and there's also no issue of refuah, because again, we're dealing with this katan. And we further explain this. Anantani, we learned in our Mishnah, Marchitzin HaKaton, we could wash the katan. Mashma, we could wash the entire body. Whereas Tanya de Beis Rav is taught in Beis Rav Shavrav, Marchitzin HaMila, we're allowed to wash only the Makam Mila. However, Ravos, as Bashem Rechon, Halacha Kamishu Oyer Marchitzin HaKaton, the Halacha is like the Mad Omar, we can wash the entire body. And our Bias Risa says, Al Karchacha to Omar Marchitzin HaKaton, against your will, you have to say they're allowed to wash the entire body. And why is this? Because Tani Shmuel teaches, La'olam ein manin lo yishem rav lo yichamin malgav makam Shabbos. This is actually a quote of a Mishnah, that they never withheld a person from putting oil or hot water on their makah. Means a regular person has a wound on Shabbos, they're allowed to put oil or hot water on, and it's not an issue of refuah, because this is something that even a healthy person will do. A regular healthy person that has no problems will put oil or hot water on their body, and therefore, it doesn't look like this person is dafka doing it for refuah. And furthermore, Rabbi Yosef says, Kol Shah Havar Rebzeir Rebbe Armerli, all the time, Rebzeir, my Rebbe, used to tell me, Tanim Asniseich, you should teach as follows in your Mishnah or in your Brisos, V'loy Oid, not only that, El Shem Mezalfin Chamel Gai Makab Shabbos, one is allowed to be Mezalef, he's allowed to spring sprinkle hot water on a makkah on Shabbos. And again, this is referring to a regular person. And here's Rabbi Yossi's proof. If you want to say the girsa of our Mishnah and the proper halacha is that the third day after Mila that falls on Shabbos, one's allowed to wash the makkah Mila with hot water, well then, what's the difference between a wound that a gadol or a katan has? We already have a Mishnah that tells us that if a gadol has a makkah, he could put hot water on it. Why does the Mishnah need to tell us that if a katan had a Mila and it's his third day after Mila on Shabbos, we could pour hot water on it? We already know that. There should be no difference between a gadol and a katan. It must be the chiddush of our Mishnah is that we're allowed to wash the entire body in hot water and there's no problem. And Rav says, that's our Mishnah. That's Shitas Rav Elazar ben Azariah from later on in the Masechta, and the halacha is like him. And Rav Avin says, what's his source? Where does he get this from? That's because the pasuk says, as we had quoted in the Mishnah, now we're going to further explain, it was on the third day when they were in pain, and it doesn't say when it was painful, when they were in pain. What does it mean, they were in pain? It means when their entire body, when all their limbs were hurting them. So we see that the third day after Mila, it's not just the makkah Mila which hurts, it's the entire body which is in pain, and therefore the child's entire body is allowed to be washed with hot water. Oh, he was this, Rabbi Yaakov Racha Amar, he says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, mafkidin l'chayasa, they used to instruct women who had given birth, kol shikuyin to asun avdin b'chayla, any healing, anything that you're going to do during the week, avdin b'shivsa, you're allowed to do on Shabbos to help heal. And l'chein tzrichan, the chiddush is over here, afilu b'yayim ha-shlishi shechalias b'shabbos, even if it's the third day after the Mila that falls out on Shabbos, for sure if it's the first day afterwards, one's allowed to, because that's when it's the most fresh and it for sure needs refuah. The chiddush is, even if it's the third day afterwards and that falls on Shabbos, one's allowed to do anything they need to. And why is this? So Shmuel Amri explains, b'nei sakana, because of danger. So Rabbi Yisrael Bah, he asks the following, b'nei sakana, if you want to say it's a danger, so mecham lechamin, we should even be able to heat up water on Shabbos in order to bathe this child and wash him. And Rabbi Yisrael Bah actually teaches b'shem Rabban Taman that mecham lechamin b'Shabbos, we are allowed to heat up water on Shabbos for this child if it's his third day after his Mila. And v'toni kain, we have a similar brisa that tells us mechamim hu adam luntis, a person could heat up a towel v'noisnal gabim ma'ayim b'Shabbos. That's a proper girsa. He could put it on his stomach on Shabbos, and that's no issue of refuah, because even a healthy person will want to take a heated towel and put it on their stomach. However, lo yitol adam arevim leyachamin, a person's not allowed to take a bowl full of hot water v'yitnen al gabim me'ayim b'Shabbos and put it on his stomach on Shabbos, because that looks like it's for refuah. However, b'shub alevi amar, he says less kan el mutter. That's not the girsa, meaning don't say that he's not allowed to take an areva. Rather, it's mutter. He is allowed to take an areva full of hot water and put it on his stomach on Shabbos. No issue. And now going on to the last part of Mishnah, where we spoke about the Lashon Shel Zahiris, this red thread which was tied around the Sarim Mishtalech, which is pushed off the cliff. As another Gemara tells us, that Barishan originally, Hayu Kashin Oisei B'chalani Sehen, people would individually, every household would take their own red thread and tie it in their windows on Yom Kippur, and Yashman Shoyim Malbin, some of them would turn white, which means the person got an individual kapara for their averus, Yashman Shoyim Adim, but there were some that stayed red, and Vahim is Bashim Ilum Elu, everyone would get embarrassed from each other, because the ones who stayed red, that's not kishmak for them, that everyone sees that their sins weren't forgiven. And therefore, Chayzun Leah's Kashim Oisei Pischa Shal Heichel, they went and they tied just one thread at the entrance of the Heichel, there were years that it turned white, and there was years that it stayed red, and that was just something collective for all of Am Yisrael, whether or not collectively our sins were forgiven. And then, they then changed the minhag to tying it only to the rock, and this we know from the Avodah Yom Kippur, that the Ish Iti, the man that brought the Sar Lazazel out to the desert, he actually had two red strings, one he tied to the goat, the other he tied to a rock, and that way it was private, and basically only he knew, and this wasn't something that everybody would know about, whether it turned white. Now, where do we get this from? So it comes from the Pasuk. It says, now explain the pasuk. Tani Rabbi Elazar, Amir Rabbi Elazar says, now usually it's translated as, if your sins are red, they're going to turn white like snow. Right now the drasha is as follows. Kashanim means like years, and therefore the drasha is Kashanim shebein shemayim la'aretz. If your sins are like the years in between shemayim and aretz, and we know from a different gemara that it takes 500 years to get from shemayim to aretz. So if that's the sins of Klal Yisrael, kashal gelbinu, the pasuk says they're going to turn white like snow, which means there's not so many sins, therefore the sins will turn white like snow, which is the purest white. However, Yosher Mikan, if it's more than that, as the pasuk continues, Im Yadimu Chatoyla, if they're red like scarlet, which means that there's more Aveiros, so then Katsemer Yu, as the pasuk says, it's only going to turn like wool, and even though wool is white, it's not as white as snow. You have another Jesher, Rishuam, where he says, Im Yu Chatoichem Kashanim, if your sins are like Shanim, and here also we're dashing Shanim as the word years, what does this mean? Kishne Avos, if it's like the years of the Avos, if you take the years that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov lived, which is 175 plus 180 plus 147, you'll get a total of 500. That's not counting the first 2 years of Avram Avinu's life because he hadn't recognized Hashem yet. Really, the total is 502, just counting 500. So if a person's sins are like that, again, using the number 500, Kashal Galbi. Minu, so they're going to be turned white like snow, which is the purest white. But Yosem Rikan, more than that, Katsemer Yu, it's only going to be like wool, which is not as white of a white. And I'll review the Marpazi. He gives another drasha, Ayin Dan Alman Alpha on top. Emuchato Echem Kashanim Kashel Gelbinu. What's this referring to Barishain in regards to the first Beis HaMikdash, where they did not have so many Averos, so then it was turned white like snow, which is the purest white. But Vimyadim Chatoila Katsemer Yu, which is a continuation of the Pasuk, Basheni, that's referring to the second Beis HaMikdash, where they had more Averos, so they were only turned white like wool. Rabban Army, they have another drasha. Imuchatov Shal Adam Kefi Shonov. If a person's sins are commensurate, it's the same amount as his years, so then Kashel Gabinu, they'll turn white like snow. But Yasser Mikan, if it's more than that, Katsemer Yu, they're only going to turn white like wool. And Amar Yudon Antandaria, Beshasha Avoyna is Kalin, Kashel Gabinu. If a person has light Averos, not so many, not such intense ones, so then they're going to turn white like snow. But Beshashain Kvedin, if they're heavy, if they're intense, so then Katsemer Yu, they're only going to turn white like wool, which again is not as pure white as snow. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up Torah with Halacha Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.